Chiefs Harrison Butker gives jersey to parade shooting victim to be buried in. By Dylan Gwynn on February 21, 2024. Lisa Lopez Galvin, who was killed at last week's shooting during the Chiefs Super Bowl parade in Kansas City, will be laid to rest wearing the jersey of her favorite player, Harrison Butker. And the jersey is being provided by Butker himself. Lopez Galvin was wearing a Butker jersey when she tragically lost her life last Wednesday in a hail of gunfire that left more than two dozen victims. Lopez Galvin's husband wanted his wife to be buried in her favorite player's jersey. A family member took to social media in search of a white number 7 Harrison Butker jersey for the burial. Hashtag Chiefs Kingdom I need your help. The son of Lisa Lopez Galvin wants his mom to be put to rest in a white at butt kicker 7 jersey, the same she wore the day of the parade. We can't find them anywhere, anyone have any idea where we can look? That post has been deleted, but it was online long enough to be noticed by the NFL's official retailer and someone who knows Chiefs chaplain Father Richard Rocha. That got the wheels turning, and eventually, Butker became aware of the family's request. Not long after, Butker sent a jersey to the family. Like Lopez Galvin, Butker is a devout Catholic and spoke about their shared faith in a statement. My wife Isabel and I are heartbroken by the murder of Lisa due to degenerate violence, Butker said. Murder is a sin that cries out to God for vengeance and I pray the men involved in this tragedy will be brought to justice. Hearing that she was a fan of my outspokenness for our shared Catholic faith makes this even more personal. I'm honored to provide a jersey to the family for her to wear. While the family is mourning their loss and grappling with their numerous injuries, I will continue to pray for their healing and the repose of Lisa's soul. A GoFundMe has been started to help Lopez Galvin's family through the tragedy. The fund got a boost from fellow Chiefs fan Taylor Swift, who donated $100,000 to the effort, shattering the $75,000 goal the family had initially set. As of this writing, the fund has exceeded $379,000.